walk us through what we know now about the coronavirus.
So I think what we know now is that there's a novel virus that seems to have started in some sort of zoonotic fashion, maybe with bats, and has spread across China and Southeast Asia with some sporadic cases around the world. We know that there is person-to-person transmission of the virus and that it's sort of a pneumonia-like symptom similar to seasonal influenza.
And this is a rapidly evolving situation, but at this time, can you compare how does coronavirus stand up to past outbreaks like SARS?
So at this point, I think that it hasn't progressed as quickly as SARS, but we're still in early days. Really, with any sort of novel virus or emerging pathogen outbreak, the immediacy of the response is so important. So, for example, we know that a number of people had already traveled from this area in China where we think the virus originated before the virus was recognized and any control measures could be put in place. The other thing that's unique about this virus is that we don't necessarily understand well about the timing in which a person might be contagious. So with other conditions, when we know, like measles or something, we know that people need to be having symptoms in order to be contagious. In this, we don't know if someone who doesn't have symptoms could still be contagious.
You mentioned that the symptoms are a lot like the flu. We're in the middle of flu season. People who maybe get flu symptoms, what should they assume?
So I think that anyone with flu symptoms should definitely consider visiting their physician. Although we have heard a lot about this novel virus, which is typical in these kinds of newly emerging situations, I think that we should also remember that in the U.S. since October, there have been 10 million medical visits related to seasonal influenza. So that's a burden that we have every year. There's already been probably 10,000 deaths associated with seasonal influenza. So while these emerging infectious diseases are exciting if you're an epidemiologist and the unknown parts can make us nervous about what the outcomes may be, there are viruses that we know a lot more about and we should continue to be vigilant in responding to something that you think might be seasonal influenza.
Now, in a worst-case scenario where this outbreak were to spread across the United States and maybe here in Delaware, can you walk us through what the response would be, particularly on the state level with state health department agencies and the like?
Yeah, so I think there are a number of control measures that public health officials can put in place, starting with testing and confirming the cases. So we heard from CDC last Friday that they were investigating more than 60 potential cases. Some of those have been tested and proven not to be this virus. Some have been the virus. So we really have to do testing to determine what the burden of the disease is in the state or the region. And then we'll begin implementing different types of control measures. So people who are sick, who are confirmed to be ill, can be isolated. And mostly that occurs on a voluntary basis. We ask people to stay at home, although they could be isolated at a hospital. Then we'll contact trace anyone that's been in contact with someone who is confirmed to be ill. And then we can quarantine those people. We know they've been exposed to someone who is ill, but we don't know if they're ill. And so that, again, frequently takes place just by asking someone to stay home from school or work and not to attend large social gatherings.
Is there anything else you can mention in communication with the CDC? As I understand it, they are quarantining people who have flown back to the United States from China. Is that what's going on right now?
So I think that they're trying to put some plans in place to monitor travelers, again, with what we're trying to come to understand about the incubation period of this virus and when people may be able to spread this person to person. Then the safest course of action is just to monitor people for a certain period of time for fever and other symptoms. And then once they pass that time in which they could be incubating a case of the disease, then to release them from that monitoring and let them go about their business.
What would be your message to the public at this time here in Delaware? How worried should people be, and where should they be looking to for new information about this?
So I think they should always be looking to the CDC's website, which will have the most up-to-date information. And people should just be using the common sense precautions that public health urges them to take every winter, and stay home if they feel sick, or go to their clinician to be tested. And again, try and reduce their exposure to other people. But these types of coronaviruses are really, the common cold is also a coronavirus. So just sort of the typical hygiene measures that we encourage everyone to do, like covering coughs and washing your hands, those sorts of things are going to be effective. And of course, as we mentioned, getting an influenza vaccine and monitoring that, because obviously right now in the U.S., the burden from seasonal influenza is much greater than the burden from coronavirus.